Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. It has been quite some time since I recorded a new episode. It has been a challenging time for me with the loss of my father in April, and I want to express my gratitude and appreciation for all of your messages that have been flooding in, supporting me through this important phase and transition in my life, and also sending love to my mother as well. We've had an incredible community, both in Canada and in Turkey, supporting us through this. Wow, it's like a sacred rite of passage. So thank you. Today, I want to be diving into a theme that I have been noticing in a lot of the private clients that I mentor, and it's regarding depending on old, having to feel like you're depending on old systems in order to create energetic architecture. I created and birthed the Sacred Blueprint. I would say it began a couple of years before COVID hit, and I received some intuition from my guides, from the cosmic realms, from the nature spirits, to develop a system, a design modality that really integrates the feminine and the masculine to help my clients birth their dream sanctuaries. And it's a process that involves helping them to awaken their soul's purpose, to go really inward, to find what brings them joy, what is that spark, that juice, that substance, that life force that will drive the project. And then they go into a next phase where they commune with the spirit of the land and receive a vision for their dream sanctuary by connecting with the nature spirits, connecting with the essence of place to co-create a design that is aligned with nature, aligned with the unique characteristics of place, the essence of place, and aligned with my clients' life dreams, their goals, and aligned with their higher selves, not the selves, not the parts of them that are still stuck in the old paradigm, still stuck in a scarcity mindset, in over-pleasing, overextending, overworking, parts of them that are still hanging on to ancestral trauma and are running on patterns that are really not supporting their highest joy and their highest good. And so the aim really with the Sacred Blueprint modality, the system that I have birthed, is to create an architecture that heals not only our clients, but the architect as well. Create a system that helps to create a energetic container that is a temple, that is a structure for abundance, for vitality, for flow, for a space to really manifest your big you, to manifest your big visions. And So my system really came through an inspiration. And while I am, while this system couldn't have happened if I didn't study masters, if I didn't study, read books on geomancy and read books on feng shui and read about sacred architecture and anthroposophic architecture, which a lot of my inspiration comes from Rudolf Steiner's work. And all those systems really did help me to build up my foundation. But there came a point, a certain point, where I needed to speak my own truth, my own voice. I needed to share what something more. There was something more that needed to birth through me, something more that has a unique flavor, a unique taste, that is a reflection of my signature energy, but also spoke to and does speak to women, and men who are, property owners. I'm talking about the people who I serve within the context of my design services, but mainly women architects and designers who I absolutely love coaching and supporting to birth their own design practices aligned with spirit, aligned with their divine calling. What I've noticed is that there. Like with me, with my story, there's this juice, this substance, this force, this life force, creative life force that wants to be birthed through them. And what I find occurring is that some small spurts will emerge, ideas for meditations, for journeys, for systems for measuring energy on the land and helping to create alchemy in people's homes and gardens and communities. It comes in spurts, and then what happens is that they bump up against a block, and this block is telling them, there's a voice that says, and it has the cloak of a judge, you're not doing it right. You need to look back at this book or look back at this system, and maybe you need to study this past system that was, designed by someone else. Study this past system more so that you do a good job, or that so that it's right, so that it's the correct answer. You've only been, doing this energy stuff for a certain amount of years. How do you know that you can heal a house? So there's all this voice, you could call it kind of like a big brother voice. Was that from 1984, George? Was it George Orwell? Is it Big Brother? I think it's that book. So it's an authority outside of your inner authority. It's an authority that you have, bowed down to, and in some cases maybe not bowed down to, but you have studied them respectfully, their systems, their modalities. You've studied under these masters, but you're noticing that it's becoming stagnant, and that there's something else that needs to birth through you. And this something else, what I am observing in the women that I am mentoring, is this something else has a lot to do with the feminine creative life force energy that is now on the rise in on this planet. And more information about the feminine mysteries are coming through, and we are awakening to our own power and our own truth and our own way to intuit, our own way to measure energy, our own way to sense the subtle realms. And so a lot of the older systems, like the geomancy, the feng shui, they're more masculine. Not to say that there are phenomenal women geomancers out there who have developed incredible ways, pathways for us to learn more about the subtle realms, the nature spirits, the devas, the landscape devas, working with sound healing, working with sacred ceremony. It's always been there. It has always been there. But there, the more established systems that are accepted in the more mainstream geomancy, feng shui, land energetics realms or fields are they have more of a masculine quality to them. But that's also because we really needed to develop our capacity to be objective and think and go through a system during that time to really prove that energy exists, right? Because we were the veil was very thick between the spirit realm and the material realm during a certain period of time. Can we call it the time of Kali Yuga? And now we're emerging out of that, and the veil is becoming thinner and thinner between spirit and matter. And so those systems, they needed to prove, they needed to, and sometimes still do. You know, I still dip into those systems to double check my intuitions. But they needed to prove in a scientific way, they needed to prove in a scientific way that spirit exists, that energy exists. And now what I'm observing in the women that I guide on a one-on-one basis is that they are feeling this pulse. This call, this indescribable, well, some of them can describe it now, but you know, at the beginning, it's like this indescribable sense that a new way needs to be birthed through them. And this new way is really honoring their divine being, their uniqueness, their unique light, their unique expression, and their unique message that they are yearning to share with the world through the creation of sacred architecture. I work with landscape architects, I work with interior designers, I work with house healers, I work with architects, I work with site-specific artists. And so this impulse that we are feeling, that I have felt and I'm still feeling. You know, the sacred blueprint is going through another round of upgrades and refinements right now. Currently we've got a cohort of students who are going through this my self-study course, and I'm going through all the lessons and purging actually some material that is no longer needed, as well as refining very potent exercises and steps that help them to birth their optimal blueprint. So there's this aspect of the intellect, which is very much at the forefront of these older systems, like, you know, develop the checklist, you know, the measurements, the angles, the specific tools. This equals this. If you find this, this equals that. And what I'm finding more and more with my work on the land and with the work of our own house construction here. Oh
God, I mean, I tell you, it's so humbling as an architect working with energy to design your own home, because it's just there's so much that I find, that it's challenging to do the sacred blueprint on myself. And so I'm finding I do need support from my community, from healers, to talk it out. And, even more importantly, keep that connection with the nature spirits and with my spirit guides to ensure that I am approaching the creation of my home for my family in the most, high vibe, or you could say higher consciousness, objective manner way. So it often means that I need to take myself out of my body to observe my situation, and then also counter it, likewise also go even deeper within to listen to the answers that want to emerge from the space and the land. And so there's a deep listening required, and we women, through the magic of our wombs, whether or not you have a physical womb, whether or not you are a mother and have given birth to a child, whether it's a natural birth or a cesarean or whatever, you still have this capacity to become a vehicle for creation and to transmit the creative life force through your body and birth creations, birth the temples of the new earth, birth a new modality, birth wisdom. I mean, you fill in the blanks. Listen to what your body is telling you right now as I speak this to you. So much that is being transmitted through this podcast episode is also between the words. The frequencies between the words, the energy that I'm emitting out to you. So listen to the colors, the smells, the sensations, the imagery, the ideas, the visions, the smells that you are experiencing as you listen to me. So coming back to this block, this wall that women will hit because they have been dependent on the systems that they've been either certified in or have studied. And it can take some time to break away fully from the fear of doing something wrong. What if I'm doing something wrong? What if my magic isn't right? What if I am doing this space healing work totally wrong? Oh, but my past master told me to do it like this, and this must be incorrect. I want you to follow your intuition. We are evolving in a way that is actually immeasurable. It is not like any other kind of advancement. While in many, of course, epochs in past epochs, humanity has gone through great shifts. But the one that we're in right now is different than all the other ones. And a lot of that is about stepping into or undergoing being a part of this process of individuation. And you need to let your individuality sing and express itself. You came here to this planet for a unique contribution and to build a legacy, to leave a legacy, and to build the sacred architecture in your way. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't work with mentors and guides that can that support you and give you the advice to with their past experience, with their mastery, help you to craft that. new way. But so much of it is really cultivating this inner landscape, this inner temple, and to strengthen that, to trust it, to know that it has keys and codes and geometries within it that belong to your unique composition, your unique form, your unique structure. And out of this will come a way for you to serve your clients and to serve the land and to serve your own body in a way that nourishes you, in a way that is actually so easy. It's so easy because you're collecting all the pieces from your past lives, parallel lives, maybe future lives, and your higher self, and that higher connection to your angels. And when you come into that oneness, that zero point, that sweet spot, that center, then your uniqueness gets strengthened. And through that, and seeing this kind of framework lens, or really an architecture, a web-like architecture, that truth emanates out of, and through that, your own way gets crafted. And so these are words to give you the confidence to move forward with those intuitions that you're having, and listen to that inner urge. Now, some of you may not be working on your own business, and you're working in more of a conventional architecture or interior design office. You may be an employee, but you may be still, I'm sure you are, if you are attracted to this podcast, you are feeling the urges, the nudges. For me, it was like a huge kick in the butt, and I was suffering from chronic illness in bed, you know, constantly had some kind of hit with some kind of a sickness that was just like telling me, listen to your body, listen to your wisdom, listen to what is emerging out of your system, and listen to it, because you need to listen to it, and you need to shift architecture. You need to pioneer the new architecture, the new earth, and do it in a way where you are not a martyr anymore. You are not overextending yourself. You are not slaving over drawings and being completely drained from this 9 to 5, okay, let's say 9 to 8 p.m. kind of architecture grind and stress. So high chances you are fed up with that, and you are wanting to create this new thing and give birth to it. And so in this moment, I have some transmissions for you. This is light language that is coming in from my spirit guides, from guides who are very interested in creating, co-creating the new earth with you. And I invite you to not try to think about what it could mean, but really feel what is being transmitted to you. Feel it in your body and notice the images, notice the architecture, notice the geometries, notice the vibrations, notice the smells, notice the memories that are coming to you as I transmit. Namo koisiti waka, nakaisi nikiti takaini namoko. Ha kaisi nikiti takaini namoko. Ha ininamo koisiti waka. Nakaisiti nakainina. Namo koisiti wakainikitita. Nakaisiti wakaininamoko. Ha kaisinikiti. Nakaiti wahakaisi niti wakaini namo ko 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 ni namokoi tiwa. Na kai si ti wakai ni na mokoi ti wakai si ni kitita. Na kai ti wahakai si ni kitita kai ni na moko. Hai si ti wakai ni kisi ti na kai ti wa. Na kai ti na kai si ti ta kai ni na moko. Hai ni na moko i si ti wakai si ti ni kitita. Nai ti wakai si ni ta wahakai ni kiti. Haini namo koi si ti wakaini na ka 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 hai 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 na kai ni na o ko 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 i ni na i ni na mo ko 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 hai si na kai ti wa na kai ti wa hakai si na i ni na mo ko i ti wa hakai si hai ni na kai ti wa Haini namo koi si tiwa, hai ki ni kisi tiwaka. Namo koi tiwaka isi ni kitita, haini namo koi tiwaka isi. Namo koi ti, hai ki si ti ni kitita. Na kai tiwa hakai ni namo ko. Hai si tiwa. Hakai ti na kai ti waka. I invite you to journal what you sensed, experienced during this transmission. I invite you to draw the architecture that you dream to create. I invite you to write down any messages that you received. I don't have a particular translation for you. When the transmissions come through, I feel it with my body and it comes through me, and I know that it has a place in your heart. It is being delivered to you in the way that it needs to be delivered in the moment. And I trust that you will receive as much of it as you choose to receive. And I'll leave it at that. So there are some announcements I want to make. Before my announcements, I want to remind you, I've been sharing this in the description section of my podcast. Whenever I publish it on YouTube, as well as my various other platforms. Number one, I've got a free guide on my website. It is called The 7 Steps to Mapping the Vision for Your Dream Sanctuary. It is a step-by-step guide that you receive in email format. That includes 8 video tutorials, as well as 2 audio journeys, and these PDF guides that you receive in each and every one of the emails. So we're popping the link below. So make sure you sign up for that free guide. It gives you a taste of The Sacred Blueprint System gives you an introduction to it, and it really helps my clients to set up a healthy framework, a healthy energetic container to birth a blueprint that is most aligned, optimally aligned, energetically aligned with the spirit of place and with my client's souls. So the next thing is that I'm excited to announce that I am leading a 2-hour live webinar on June 18th. And this is a webinar where you are going to discover the 3 keys to leading a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling while paving the way for the new earth architecture. I'm going to be sharing a ton of tips and tools. It's going to be experiential. It will be in a group Zoom format. And so the energy of the group will also add to the mix, add to the potency of this container. So I highly recommend you join. We will be recording. And so when you sign up, you will get access to the recording. I have an early bird discount on for $144 Canadian dollars, and that is expiring June 11th. And so I'd love to have you in this webinar. It's going to be amazing. And I have a bunch of new content that I will add based on all the amazing, real life material that I have been collecting from the experiences that my clients are going through in birthing their own prospering design practices. The other thing that I want to announce is that I am leading another VIP group retreat at the ancient city of Ephesus in October. I just came out of the most epic, the most transformational, incredible, magical experience with a unique and intimate constellation of women in May. And we are still vibrating from the power and the magic and the breakthroughs and the awakenings that occurred in all of the women that were a part of this incredible co-creation. We had an incredible, we were led through an incredible artistic process as well, and the women found their seeds, which are leading them to their next steps in up-leveling their own spirit-led design practices. So I am offering an early bird discount for the VIP group retreat in Ephesus until June 22nd. So make sure you click on the link below if you are feeling the nudges to join. There's a link which will take you to a sign up form, and you will sign up and receive the application details. I carefully curate this intimate group. And so I want to make sure that you are an aligned match. It's not for everyone. And it is for the ones who are the ancient temple builders of the future and who are hearing the call to co-create with Mother Gaia and birth the new earth, the sacred temples. And start speaking your spirit magic, your truth at a whole other level. Oh my God, there's so much more I want to say about it. Just checking my notes here. Yes, so early bird discount expires June 22nd. You know, we want to make sure that we get as many women, or not as many, rather the right constellation of women at an early stage so that you have time to buy your ticket to Turkey. In case you don't know where the ancient city of Ephesus is, it is in Turkey, which is the new name, original name, new name for Turkey. And it is along the Aegean coast, and we will be staying at the incredible Ephesus Retreat, which is a stunning, stunning retreat center, deluxe, high level, which overlooks the ancient city, and it's backing on beautiful forest land. You will get a chance to unwind, completely let go, completely nourish your body with incredible Turkish Mediterranean food, and experience the sun of the Aegean and the olive trees and the flowers and the delights, as well as have a chance to really pamper yourself, goddess style, which is required to build your design practice, one that attracts incredible money, incredible clients, and incredible projects that are aligned with what you want to do, what you really want to do, what brings you joy. So I look forward to having you in the group, and make sure you sign up for my live webinar. I will give a highlight about Ephesus in the webinar, and so welcome. I'm excited to see you in the group. So all the links are below. Free guide, live webinar is June 18th, and VIP retreat in Ephesus is open for October 24, 2024. All right. I am closing this session, and I am so grateful for you being a part of my community, and keep listening to your intuition. Keep listening to that urge, that impulse that is wanting to arise within you, and serve this planet. Really, that impulse, that ultimately wants to help heal this planet, and bring you joy and abundance and your best life. All right. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the New Earth Architect Dress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architect Dress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.